Chapter 53. The Gathering of the Pyre. Battle Barge Charybdis Igneum. Zetos had mustered the legion in the relic hall. "All are gathered, Numeon," he said, meeting his captain at the threshold. Beyond, a flame burned in the darkness of the igneum. Its crackling embers disturbed the quiet. Long, flickering shadows reached over the empty table where the sons of Vulcan had last gathered. This time they were standing by a large, burning brazier. As Numeon approached, he saw how few they had become. Their haggard faces and battered helms lit by the fire, a tight arc of wounded salamanders. Ash gathered at their feet, drifting like dust motes from the slatted basin of the brazier pan. Taking his place amongst the others, Numeon reached into a cauldron and fed the blaze with a fistful of black coal.
"So we are gathered. So we must decide our fate."
He looked to the others, trying to gauge their mood. Fewer than half of those who had left Macragge now stood. A heavy toll.
"I do not see a brotherhood defeated," he told them, briefly meeting the eye of Varkir, who gave a shallow nod. "I see resolve still."
The chaplain was almost shoulder to shoulder with Zathen, who looked the least scathed, but somehow the most disillusioned. By contrast, Gargo hung on Numeon's every word. Even the loss of his remaining flesh and blood arm had not diminished his belief.
"Feed the flame of our retribution," said Numeon, inviting them all to fuel the burning brazier, "and see our purpose restored."
One by one, the salamanders took up a handful of black coal and fed the fire. They did so, solemnly and in silence, all except Zathen. His enemy had escaped him, the one who had killed their tech marine and brutalized Gargo. Ripped away like smoke before the wind, as whatever foul rite enabled the word-bearers to simply step aboard the Charybdis expired or was broken. It burned, as did every indignity their former battle brothers turned renegades had inflicted on them. His mood, therefore, was particularly sour when he challenged Numeon.
"What is the meaning of this?" he asked,
lingering before the brazier, the firelight casting dagger-like shadows across his face and armor.
"Whose fate are we to decide?"
Ushaman's gaze gave off a faint cerulean glow, notable in the sea of fiery eyes now focused on the pyre captain. Numeon cursed the librarian under his breath for the mild betrayal.
"He means for us to abandon our course," Ushaman told them. "You want us to descend back into the ruin storm."
A look of confused disbelief crept over Zathen's face. It was mirrored in several others.
"Is this true?"
"Yes," said Numeon. "Nocturne is where we are meant to be. For Vulcan."
"For Vulcan? Our father is dead," said Zathen. "I would see him put to rest as much as anyone on this ship. But it's over. You must see that. Varkir, you know this."
The chaplain nodded. "I do see, and don't disagree, Rekor. I believe as you do. But I have looked into the flame and have seen a path."
"A route through the storm?" asked Gargo.
Zathen frowned.
"What path? What do you see, Varkir? As one of the Igniaks, what vision does the flame grant you?"
"A path to Nocturne."
Zathen slowly shook his head, as if unable to conceive of what he was hearing.
"What is this, if not madness?"
He stepped away from the flame. Numeon closed the distance between them and seized Zathen's arm before he could turn. He did it with such violence that several salamanders looked around at their brothers, unsure what was happening or whether to intervene.
Mugarna and Baduk went to get involved on their sergeant's behalf until a look from Zitos stopped them. He swung around his hammer so the shaft was held across his body. No gatekeeper or warden had ever looked so severe.
"Remember your oaths," he warned them. "We all swore to follow Numeon as our master, whatever the cost, wherever it would take us."
Sensibly, both pyroclasts backed down.
"It has to be all of us, brother," said Numeon.
During the brief disruption, his eye had never left Zathen. Zathen met his captain's gaze, then looked down at the hand upon his arm until it was released.
"I would welcome death," he said, "a worthy death, but not as a victim of the storm we barely just survived. Not at the mercy of our enemies. Death Guard, word bearers, hellspawn that look like children for throne's sake. It ends in ignominy, and Vulcan lost to whatever lurks beyond the veil. If we go back, we will be defenseless. What if our venerable ship gives out at last? Our Tech Marine's headless corpse now lies in our ship's morgue, alongside the bodies of the brothers I killed."
He snarled, fighting back his grief and his anger.
"Zadar, Kurak, their blood is against my soul. How? How can this even be done?"
"Belief," said Numeon, proffering a handful of coal, "but only if we are united. The storm smothers all light. We have no guide from the Astronomicon, that is true. But if we can burn through the darkness, hoist a light of our own to our mast, then we will see what lies beyond. Deathfire will become our beacon. We have but to see it."
"You will get us through the storm with hope?"
Zathen still sounded incredulous. He turned to the others.
"Does anyone else hear this insanity?"
"Be careful,"
Zitos warned him. Numeon raised his hand for calm.
"It doesn't make sense. But then, nor does the warp. It is distilled emotion run rampant. Our own shipmaster's grief was used against us. Our desire to see Vulcan restored. Can you tell me you did not experience something similar?"
Zathen's expression darkening told Numeon he couldn't.
"I have seen the dead, slain without glory, without a fighting chance, Numeon. How can you ask us to submit to that again? I am sick of being at the mercy of my enemy's blade. For once, I want to be the one who decides my own fate on a battlefield of my choosing, with my enemy in front of me. No more deceit, no more treachery."
Murmurings of approval met Zathen's words. The Legion had skirted self-destruction once. They had no desire to do so again. But Zathen wasn't finished.
"Should we do this and return to the storm? Even if we survive,"
he glanced to the chaplain.
"Varkir is no navigator. Even if he can see a way through the veil to Nocturne, how will he guide the ship?"
"He won't," Ushaman replied. "I will, and Cersei, if she lives."
"No navigator can breach this storm, Zathen," said Varkir. "It has been tried, and our endeavors found wanting. We must embrace the old ways, those which Vulcan taught us. In doing so, we step back from enlightenment, abandoning the principles of the imperial truth. No, I do not say this lightly, but I am certain it is the only way to reach Nocturne."
"You realize this is insane," said Zathen.
"You named the dead, brother," Numeon replied. "What meaning has their sacrifice if we are to abandon our oaths to each other and to Vulcan? Since when have salamanders ever taken the easy course? This is certain death, Numeon.
Perhaps, but I don't think so.
Hope, our belief in one another and in Vulcan, is all we have to gird ourselves from these terrors,
Numeon told them and brandished the sigil.
This hammer brought me back to my legion. It has saved my life on more than one occasion. But it is just a hammer, a simple fuller, a piece of our Primarch's armor. I stand before you, not as your captain or a prophet. I am a salamander, a son of Vulcan, and I can hear the fires of the mountain calling me home. Through all of this, every trial we have endured, every brother and ally we have lost, I have believed it was for a greater purpose. This is the purpose. Deathfire is calling its adopted son back. It alone has the power to restore him to us. Tell me, brothers, what trial cannot be overcome? What risk is not worth taking for that?
Silence fell, interrupted only by the crackling of the flame. Gargo was the first to kneel. He did so to reach the ash gathering at their feet. Slowly and with careful deliberation, he daubed the sigil of resurrection across his face. When he was finished, he stood with the fire of belief in his eyes. Not a religious fervor, but rather a form of conviction and profound sense of brotherhood. Egan Gargo, the black smiter who had lost his gift of craft, he who stood mauled before his fellow salamanders. If he could still have hope, then what right did any of the others have to doubt? Varkir came next, then Abidemi and Dakar, then Zetos, until every salamander, barring two, had anointed their skin with the ash of belief. Numeon's gaze had not left Zathen's throughout the ritual.
You declaimed me your captain once. You hailed my name. You trusted me then, Zathen. Trust me again now. This is not ritual suicide. It is hope, the last that remains. But it must be all of us, brother. What say you?
Zathen took the coal and threw it into the flames. He scribed the ash as the others had. Then he left, breaking the circle and pausing only when Gargo clapped his bionic hand on his shoulder.
Release me, Egan, Zathen murmured. Let him go, said Numeon, though his expression was severe as he, too, daubed the ash.
Gargo stepped aside, and Zathen left the igneum to the lonely sound of his booted feet striking the floor beneath.
His wounds are too deep, said Gargo,
trying to explain on his brother's behalf.
We are all wounded, Gargo, Numeon told him. Zathen will come around. He must.
He looked to the others, nodding with slight belligerence.
So we return to the storm and stare ruin in the eye.
No one cheered, no one shouted Vulcan's name, but there was resolve and determination. Here, then, the salamanders had decided their path. Only one thing was certain. It led to fire and death.